I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her music makes me want to dance in my chair, and I doubt LVP still calls her teddy bear. It's Watch What Happens Live with Teddy Mellencamp and Maren Morris now. Watch It Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on Beverly Hills Night with a country singer who's got a southern drawl and a woman who was super close to being named Baby Doll. Please welcome Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Teddy Mellencamp. And she is a Grammy-winning country music artist. I am so obsessed with her song, The Middle. I said, why don't you just meet me in the clubhouse? Her new album, Girl, is out now. Say hi to Housewives superfan Maren Morris. Yeah. Hi, Maren Morris. By the way, this is the new album. You are an OG Beverly Hills superfan, right? Yes.
Yeah,
I love it. Good.
Thank you. I am also a U superfan, so this is like a very surreal place to be.
Oh,
right
thank
now.
You.
I feel like you two are cardboard cutouts.
Well, we like to be touched. So,
okay.
As the host of the popular Martinis and Murder podcast, they talk about true crime while getting truly turnt on booze. Say hi to my assistant, Darren Karp, and her co-host, John Thrasher. Hey, guys. Oh my gosh. Have you two delved into the Lucy Apple Juicy case?
We're doing it today.
Yes.
We're doing it today, yes.
Let's get started. Maren, one of your first Instagram posts from 2012 was of Taylor Armstrong with the caption, "What the F?" I love it. So you were really.
Oh my gosh.
You were in it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Taylor.
So you also, we're going to show later, but you did a little audition for the Housewives of Beverly Hills, which.
Oh, no.
Teddy, your therapist, Val, is very unique in the fact that she's a therapist who comes to you.
How amazing is that? Because there's always that excuse, I don't want to go, I don't want to drive there, I don't want to do that. She comes to you.
So you, like, take a hike or.
She's like the concierge of therapists.
And is she a good therapist?
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you see her once a week?
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Wow, okay.
Depends, you know, housewives or not.
Right. Well, Camille did a classic Beverly Hills Housewives move tonight. Some harsh opinions about Dorit behind her back. And then when she arrived at the birthday party, things were a little different. Watch.
There's something about Dorit that just gets me. There's a little bit of phoniness. I don't know if she has all the money she has or is it a show? Fake accent, all of it. She makes the back of the little hairs in your neck just stand up, just going, what is real?
My God, look at you, always hitting it out of the ballpark, always.
Gorgeous, look at you.
Beyond.
I love it. I live for it, right?
That's me.
Yeah. What you say is that you.
That's me. Yeah.
I love it. We're all Camille.
Yeah.
Yes. Your questions for Teddy and Maren are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Beverly Hills, Teddy became her own accountability coach and owned her part in the dog drama, which led to her and Dorit having a loosey-loosey apple truce. Take a look.
I was involved, but none of it would have ever happened if Lisa Vanderpump wouldn't have given them direct orders to constantly contact me.
Her whole point is that she had nothing to do with it and that it was entirely John Blizzard and you.
They've sought me out because of your and I's past relationship and because of the information Lisa Vanderpump fed me. I was in on the scheme. This is somebody I can't look at anymore. I was set up and I took the bait, but I could not go through with it.
Teddy was caught in a lie, but at least she's taking ownership of that. You've got to own up.
I got to tell you something. I couldn't believe that Dorit forgave you so quickly. Were you surprised?
I think she knew it was the truth. I mean, and it's even a worse feeling when you know it's the truth and it sucks.
But also, but you had said in the Bahamas, you were like, I don't lie. What I'm saying is the truth. So it seemed like...
Well, I was a little cagey in the Bahamas because the original story I was told about the dog was gnarly. And so my response was gnarly because I was told a very different story that ends up not being the truth.
Who told you that story?
Well, I first get a call from John Blizzard, and he's like, hey, Dorit's not calling Lisa back, so she's going to text her Teddy knows. And then it just all spiraled from there.
What do you think, Maren?
I kind of feel like Denise Richards needs a gif of her at the table in Bahamas where she's just like, I'm lost.
Yes.
I think there is one.
I know. Yeah. I've used that myself. Yes. Here's what, when LVB joined the group, she and Teddy played a villa blame game. Watch.
I know you're not going to take any ownership for your part. I've taken ownership. I have told the truth. If you can live with yourself doing this, then go for it. It's been working for you for a long time.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Then let's all just coexist.
So you don't feel any kind of guilt?
No, I feel betrayed by you.
Okay. Well, I feel betrayed by you, too.
Oh, because I couldn't carry out your plan?
No.
Sorry.
What about Teddy? She's just like, well, I guess we'll just agree to coexist.
Well, that's better than nothing.
It's like, you should be so lucky, bitch. I don't think Teddy Mellencamp is somebody I would ever really trust again.
Well, touche.
Okay. Second, Maren Morris is so obsessed with housewife drama that she once tried to force herself into the drama by submitting. Here it is. It's the Real Housewife audition tape.
Oh,
okay.
So
I think
Thank you for inviting us to hear Briss. What you said to me 4 months ago was not okay. I thought my hair looked good. Have a great night.
Yes, Real Housewives in Nashville.
Well,
here's what, Maren, while I can't give you a diamond to hold yet, I can give you the floor. We're going to put 45 seconds on the clock. You can ask Teddy and me any Bravo burning question you want. Ready, set, Bravo.
Okay. At your baby shower, who gave you the best gift?
Oh, that's a really good question. Teddy gave me so many clothes. The gift of the baby shower itself, I will say, was the best gift of all. And that came from the OGs, Kyle, Nene, Ramona, Teresa, and Vicky.
Okay. Teddy, I know that your business has grown a lot in the last year, but I would like to know if you'd ever accountability coach me.
Well, you would have to... I would need to make some.
As you
clear.
Can see from that drunk video, I'm very like,
I mean,
and I'm gonna kill you, Shane, for uploading that. Oh my god.
I work with anybody who wants to make a change on becoming healthier.
Okay. Oh, I think we got
very good.
I got my answer.
I know.
Both
yeah.
of you.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Finally, Maren May sing the hit song The Middle, but tonight I'm forcing her to pick sides. Here's what, Maren, since Bravo is music to your ears, let's play Why Don't You Just Meet Me in the Middle. I'm going to present you with some pump rules in Beverly Hills feuds. You tell me who you think needs to meet the other person in the middle. Who do you think needs to meet the other in the middle with the Teddy, LVP, and Dorit dog situation?
I'm a huge LVP fan, but I think she needs to meet you both in the middle. I think you guys have patched up your drama, so I would say she needs to bring you two to coffee or drinks or something and patch
up. Who do you think needed to meet the other in the middle when LVP was upset at Erica for sending her a written condolence note?
I've been in a similar situation to this, so I think everyone processes grief in a different way. I would say that you can't fault anyone for reaching out in their own way to give condolences.
So. Okay. Who do you think needed to meet the other in the middle when it came to Rinna and Kim Richards' ongoing feud regarding Bunnygate?
Definitely Kim. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
And amazing. And there is the bunny right over there. Wait, just so you know. Since you're in the middle of it,
and the ball gag, so to speak.
Who do you think needs to meet the other in the middle in Vanderpump Rules when it comes to LVP and her beef with Kristen?
Oh, man. Oh, I love you, Lisa, so much, but I'm just, like, trying to be a fan and be like, if you're going to keep her employed, you got to stop giving her.
Thank you very much for meeting us in the middle. Okay, let's go to the phones. Lori from New Jersey. Hey, Lori, what's your question for Teddy?
Hey, Andy, love you. Congratulations, and you'll always be my favorite top gay.
Thanks.
Teddy, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Given how close you are with Kyle, does it bother you to see her laughing her ass off with LVP since the two of you are at such odds?
Of course not. My relationship with LVP is my relationship. It's not like a group mentality. Like, it's one-on-one. So my relationship isn't good doesn't mean that I want Kyle to have a poor relationship. She has to do what's right for her.
Bonnie B texted, Maren, how did you and your friend Casey Musgraves initially meet? And does she know how much she looks like Kyle Richards? They could be twins.
They really do. Casey and I are both from Texas, and we started going to the same auditions and Opry's and talent shows when we were kids, and that's how we met. And
wow, that's how long it's been.
Yeah.
She loves a wig.
Yeah.
She does. Okay, over at the bar from the Oxygen podcast, Martinis and Murder, it's Darren and John. You can see them live at the Gramercy Theater on Saturday as the Death Becomes Us Festival in New York City. Get your tickets at oxygen.com. Teddy, Logan S. wants to know, what exactly did you leave out that you said would hurt Dorit?
Well, because when I was originally told the story, the dramatic story, I called her a narcissist.
Oh, you called Dorit a narcissist. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean,
and I was feeling bad about it. That was in my mind, that was the biggest deal that I made. Because obviously I'm gonna say I have the dog there. I'm not gonna bring it up out of thin air.
Tristan L emailed Maren, there were so many pop stars who almost landed the middle before it got to you. Did you ever chat with the other girls who were originally recording it? So did like Camila Cabello and Demi Lovato, did they all record it and not release it?
Yeah, and I came in very late in the game, so I don't know all the singers that auditioned to be on it, but I do know that Demi and Camila, they chose other songs to do at that time, so it wasn't like Zed rejected them. I mean,
yeah,
they're
right.
Huge stars.
Right. Yeah. But isn't that wild? Because what a gift it is for your life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I come from the country world, and I just, I'm a songwriter, but on this song, I just knew it was such a hit. I didn't care that I wasn't a writer on it. And thank God I made the
right decision. That's called, no, yeah, you really did.
Busting your gut, yeah.
Reese B texted, Teddy, do you think the beef with Vanderpump and Dorit is actually about the dog?
No. I think it's about wanting to make your friends look bad.
So, okay. Let's go to Carolyn from Kentucky. Hey, Carolyn, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, y'all. So, I have a question for Maren. I wanted to know, what was the most intimidating part about performing with Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus at the Grammys, and what did y'all talk about backstage?
That was awesome.
Good question.
You killed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really did.
I mean, it's Dolly.
Yeah.
I was really nervous because obviously it's Dolly Parton, and I was singing a trio song with her and Miley, and I know Miley is Dolly's goddaughter.
Yes.
So I'm kind of coming into their familiar world, but Dolly just immediately made me feel so welcome to be there, and she and I joked about how short we are. That's kind of what the thing was backstage, but yeah, I was nervous. It's a lot of talent up there. It's not some piddly old awards show. It's the Grammy Awards.
Yes.
And it's Dolly, and it's her music, so you want to be respectful. And
it was so good.
Thank you.
It was great. Let's go to Alyssa from Philadelphia on the line for Teddy. What's your question, Alyssa?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
All right, Teddy, have you spoken to John Blizzard since he met with Lisa and told her he put words in LVP's mouth when he texted you that he wanted you to know about the dog?
I haven't talked to John Blizzard since the he texts still like random things like happy birthday to Slade. He'll see it on my Instagram, but I haven't responded.
Okay, Rachel from Boston for Maren.
Hi, congrats on your baby, Andy.
Thank you.
If you could bring one ex-housewife back to the show, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, I'm excited to get further into the season to see the Brandy Glanville scene. But, oh my gosh, that's so good. I really love Eileen. I thought she was such a great voice of reason.
Uh-huh.
I really, really liked her.
Oh, I love that. Lori asked Facebook, Teddy, will your dad ever make an appearance on the show?
I mean, he's an avid watcher.
He is?
Yeah, I mean, he like the amount of texts that I got. You know,
really?
Yes, oh, he's in it. He knows.
Oh, like, my God.
He's like, how long until you're good? How long?
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's funny. That makes me happy. Let's go to Emily from Rhode Island. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Teddy. How exactly did you and Erica move past your amnesia issues from last year? And also, do you think it was shady of her to take a picture of her condolence note to LVP?
No. I think she did what she... I mean, she knew it was coming.
Wow, that's incredible.
But when we were at the reunion, we both said we're going to move on. I mean, we may have been white-knuckling it when we said it.
Right.
But we are of our word. So we said we were going to move on, so we did. And we started to get to know one another.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's game time, everybody. Maren's voice may have won her a Grammy Award, but if I make her hit the mute button, will she still turn out a winning performance? We're going to find out with mouthing musicians. You two face each other.
Okay.
Various music industry giants are going to appear in the monitor behind Teddy. Maren is going to try to get Teddy, who just happens to be related to music royalty, to guess each one by silently mouthing their names. If Teddy gets 7 in 45 seconds, you both win. Okay.
I believe in us.
So you just mouth their names. Okay, go.
Carrie Underwood. Wow. Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Wow. Reba McEntire.
All right.
Wow. Ariana Grande. Celine Dion.
Yes.
One more.
John Mellencamp.
Yeah. One more.
Elton John.
Yes.
Wow. Queen of accountability. Thanks for being here. Say hi to Darren and John over at the bar. Hey, guys. Do you actually drink martinis on the podcast?
We do.
Oh, okay. Martinis and murder.
There you go.
Makes
it
sense.
It fits. Yeah.
Do you know that I just got that? I'm such a moron. Brendan C. emailed Teddy, what do you say to people who think you weren't practicing what you preach by not being accountable for your part in this right away?
I was still working out and eating healthy. That's what I practice. That's my job.
That's funny. Okay, let's go to Maya from New York. Hey, Maya, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Oh, my God. I love you so much. Just want to say quickly, Mazel Tov on Benny. Thanks. You so much for sharing so much of him on your Instagram.
Thanks.
He is beyond.
Thanks.
Hi, Marin. And my question is for Teddy. Okay. Teddy, do you think that Lisa Rinna is coming at the Lucy Lucy Apple Juicy drama with a personal vendetta of her own since she isn't that close with Dorit?
No, I think she's just narrating what she's seen.
She's eating it up, though.
Well, I mean, she's a little, I mean, she's Lisa Rinna yet, yeah. But I mean,
she's enthusiastic.
She's telling the story, and she's lived it.
Right. Right. So, Maren, your husband, he name dropped the housewives during your wedding vows, right?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I feel like a stalker.
No. It's your home.
I'm not.
You're with like-minded people. It's all good.
No, and it really was in defense. He said, "I promise to love you through everything. The blah 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 to this, and then." Watching Real Housewives to this.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
Does he watch with you?
He likes to pretend he doesn't, and then he somehow knows all of the information of the inner workings of what's going on. He's like,
do you,
can you
only watch Beverly Hills, or are you?
Yeah, that's kind of like,
That's your home?
That's my home base. So I think if you're going to commit and watch for this many seasons, however many have been on, I can only really be loyal to one.
That's your bandwidth. You have a busy life.
It's too many stories to keep straight, even on this one. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually. Yes. I mean, this dog saga has not been the easiest for me. And I kind of am supposed to know what's going on.
I mean, the good thing is there's going to be, like, new stuff.
Yes. Okay. And it's kind of like a little mystery. It's like thank God there's no murder.
Yeah.
It's time for my mazel of the day. And it goes to Denise Richards for being, well, blessed.
When you met him, was there like instant attraction?
Well, no ring? Very big penis.
Oh my God.
Now that explains why their wedding vows were for bigger or poorer in thickness and in health.
Oh my God.
Tonight's Jackal.
Look at him again now.
I know. I can only look at him again now.
Hi.
Tonight's Jackal goes to the fun fact that Teddy revealed about herself a few weeks ago on Beverly Hills.
Where'd your name come from?
My name was supposed to be Baby Doll.
No.
Yeah. What?
Okay, thank God your parents went for it with Teddy, because I don't know if I would ever be able to watch this with a straight face.
I'm not afraid of hard work, but I'll never do your dirty work.
Yes!
Oh,
no! Oh, amazing.
I need a walking therapy now.
It's so good. You need a walking therapy. I want to thank Teddy, Maren, Darren. Hey, everybody. We're back with Teddy Mellencamp from the Outsides of Beverly Hills, Tuesdays at 9 on Bravo. Maren Morris's new album is Girl. It's out now. Darren and John are from Martinis and Murder. It's the Oxygen True Crime podcast. You can see them live at the Gramercy Theater March 23rd. Tickets on sale at oxygen.com. Let's go back to the phones. Maggie from North Carolina. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Andy. Love you. My question is for Maren.
Okay.
How crazy is it that you're rejected by both American Idol and The Voice, but both shows had contestants covering your songs?
You were rejected from both of those shows?
Oh, yeah. That's not even it. I was rejected from, like, America's Got Talent. There were a ton that I didn't make it to. Thank God.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Yeah, right. Someone else would own your shit.
You know, and then now people cover my songs for their auditions on those shows. So it's like, not only is it really nice to have my song on a national television show, get to collect the check and have some sweet revenge.
I love it. Yeah. Let's go to Lisa from Michigan. Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, how are you?
Great.
Good. Hi, Teddy, I love you.
Thanks.
My question is from Maren. Maren, I'm from Kalamazoo, Ryan's hometown.
Oh, pure mitten, love it.
Yes, Pyramid. So my question is, why is it so important for you to speak about your beliefs in politics? And what do you think about country musicians who remain apolitical?
Ooh, getting me with the heavy stuff. You know, I think to each their own at this point. I have chosen to be political because I don't even think it's political. I think it's just really personal beliefs. I believe that all walks of life, all shades of color, all like gay, straight, whatever you are, I think that you deserve to be loved and to love. And I think that for fans of country music, like these children that are growing up in like Alabama or Georgia, like they aren't hearing themselves in our genre right now, and I want them to. And so I think that's why on certain things I am just really impassioned to talk about it, because, you know, these are people's real lives and I want to write music for them.
Great answer.
I love that.
Wow. I want to thank Teddy and Maren and Darren and John. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek.
There's an article that just came out. Lisa Vanderpump feels betrayed by her longtime pal, Dariq Kempsey, who adopted a dog from Vanderpump Vets only to drop the animal off at a local animal shelter. If people think that I mistreat animals, God forbid.
But you never would, honey.
People's perception is what they read, PK.
She's just made a mistake.
So you think this is Lisa?
Well, who else is it?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.